The show is live and local. It's your connection to local performances. And coming up on the show, we'll be having a live performance by a couple of members of a band called Evil Tents. They actually were rated by the online magazine Smile Politely as the best new local band in the Champaign-Urbana area for 2012. And they have a record release party at the High Dive in downtown Champaign tomorrow night. We'll be hearing from the new CD and also from, as I said, two of the members. All four members would be with us, but they just weren't able to get the whole band set up. We'll be having sort of a mixed sample of their offerings. First up on the show, we'll be talking with Paul Young, who is a tango dancer and instructor, and he's going to be presenting a tango cafe to benefit the Prairie Ensemble, which is a group, full disclosure, that I am involved with, coming up on June the 3rd. And we'll be hearing from Paul a little bit about tango and some of the music that you might hear at that event, including this. That was music by Ricardo Luis Brignolo called, I'm not exactly sure how you pronounce it, Chique?
Chique.
Chique. And that's from a CD featuring Osvaldo Pugliese called A Los Amigos, for Friends, and contains all tango music, and tango is the topic for these next 20 minutes or so here on Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly, and my guest is Paul Young, who is the author of a wonderful blog on tango called In Search of Tango. If you want to know anything at all about tango and a whole lot of other things you never thought would have been associated with tango, it's a great place to explore. Paul's here because he's going to be hosting a tango cafe two Sundays from now, on Sunday, June 3rd, starting at 1:30 at the Green Street location for the Refinery in Champaign. And that is to an event to benefit the Prairie Ensemble. There will be dancing, of course, Paul and his partner, and also some instruction and some food and lots of music of the sort that we're going to be playing on this program. Paul, thanks very much for coming in and talking to us.
Thank you.
What gave you the idea to start a blog about tango, and where do you get all this information that's on here?
I was in tango for a couple of years, and then a few friends started their blogs, so I was inspired by them to start my own.
So this was a bit of competition?
No. Yeah, since I have some thoughts about tango, so I want to write it down.
You're, forgive me for making stereotypical generalizations, but I think of tango people if they're being more likely to be from Argentina rather than China. How popular is tango in China?
That I don't know. I learned tango here in Champaign. I was a student at the university, and after that, I took some ballroom dance classes, and I met a couple of tango dancers, and I was interested in their dance. That's how I got into tango.
Well, you seem to be so passionately into it, particularly from reading things that you say about it. So that sounds like almost a little too easy. Just, you know, you liked it and you got interested in it. What do you like about it?
Tango is a very passionate, intimate dance. It's unlike any other dances. It has very strong feelings, emotions, and the closeness between the partners. That's what hooked me.
I had never seen you before, and so when I saw you in the lobby, I was somehow not surprised to see a tall, lithe figure that seems to be a stereotypical figure for a wonderful tango dancer. Because when I've seen tango dancers, they tend to be certainly very in shape people, but also there's this slender elegance about not only the dancers, but certainly about the dancing. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Yeah, not only the dancers, but also about the dancing. And you have, just in among your more recent entries on your blog, you have an entire primer of sorts on tango etiquette.
Yes.
And part of it, you actually say that tango is not like any other dance. One of the reasons is that it has its own culture. Can you talk about that culture a little bit? And what's your understanding about how it developed?
Tango was created in the late 19th century and early 20th century by immigrants. Earlier, there were black slaves in Argentina who brought their music and dance to Argentina. But later on, I think it's in the late 19th century, the Argentine government made a decision to reduce the black population and expand the white population. That resulted in large immigrations from Europe, especially Spain and Italy to Argentina. The immigrants brought their music and dance to Argentina. Therefore, tango has a mixed origin, black and European. The fact that tango was created by the immigrants is significant. Immigrants are very far away from home and in proportional in gender, so they are very lonely, homesick, nostalgic people. They go to Milonga to express their emotions, to find company.
Milonga is a tango dance event.
Yes. To dance their loneliness, homesickness, and nostalgia and the grief in them, to find a shoulder to rely on, to quench their thirst for love, and to touch and be touched by another human being. That is why tango is danced in a close embrace. The two partners literally lean into each other, chest against chest. Cheek touches cheek. They can feel each other's heartbeats, breathe, body movement, and through it communicate their feelings, their intentions, their understanding of the music, interpretations of the music, etc. And tango music is created to express multiple emotions. It has a masculine component and a feminine component.
The music does.
The music. The rhythm is very strong, steady, forceful, but the melody is fluid, supple, and emotional. And these two opposite moods alternate, sometimes alternate, but more often they are together.
Well, let's hear a sample from another piece of music. This is called Poema, which just means poem. And this sounds from the sound of the record, this sounds like quite an old recording. Do you know where this comes from offhand?
Canaro, who is a composer.
Francisco Canaro. This is a recording from 1935 with the Francisco Canaro Orchestra. A little poem here on Live and Local. Was the Francisco Canaro Orchestra from 1935. Poema is the name of the CD. It's also the name of the tango here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. My guest for this portion of the program is Paul Young, who is going to be presenting a tango cafe on Sunday, June 3rd, beginning at 1:30 in the afternoon at the Refinery at their Green Street location. It's Locust and Green in Champaign. The event is a benefit for the Prairie Ensemble. There'll be dance and music and introductory lessons and also demonstrations by Paul and his partner, who will be Sandra
Angel.
You already said you're listening to Live and Local. We have support for today's broadcast from Amara Yoga and Arts, offering daily yoga classes for all ages and levels on a drop-in basis. Scheduling available online at amarayoga.com. Amara Yoga and Arts, one of many wellness businesses in Lincoln Square in Urbana. Paul, you were talking about a bit of the culture of tango and where it comes from. What appears to be your latest blog entry on In Search of Tango, and I actually quoted the first sentence from it. You say, quote, "The way we dance tango reflects who we are," unquote. And then you actually talk about some of the politics of our country. Mm-hmm. And relate it to some things that I'm gathering that you have seen at some milongas or tango events. And here are, I'm going to quote again, "Contempt, disobedience, show-off, self-glorification, endangering others, invading others' space, et cetera, et cetera. Other misconducts in our milongas are examples of how the lack of integrity affects our tango dancing. Tango requires manners, respect, care, love, consideration, cooperation, balance, obedience, and yielding." And you go on for quite a while in a fascinating way about a little bit more of the culture of tango. Does it all come back to love and respect?
I think so. Tango, as I said, is a very intimate dance, and you should think about your partner rather than yourself. If you are self-centered, you only think about yourself, and disregard of your the relationship. You cannot be a good dancer. One BBC commentator remarked, "Tango contains a secret about the union between man and woman." And I think it fulfills a need for intimacy between opposite sexes in a non-sexual way. We talked about the culture. In many cultures, intimacy between opposite sexes is deemed sexual and therefore is repressed, either voluntarily or involuntarily. Men and women cannot be intimate unless they want to have sex. In other words, cultures like ours disimprove innocent intimacy between the opposite sexes. But Argentine tango represent a different view that recognizes and sanctions non-sexual intimacy. The Argentines are very passionate and intimate people. If you go to Buenos Aires, you will see they kiss and hug each other all the time, everywhere. Tango is a product of that culture. That's why I think the influence of tango is more ideological and cultural than artistic. The world now is becoming increasingly open and civil. More and more people are acceptable to the idea of tango. I think that's one of the reasons why tango now is spread worldwide.
Well, you were talking about intimacy, not necessarily sexual, but it can also be, I mean, tango, at least from my observing it, not having danced it, unfortunately, can also be rather erotic. I mean, the some of the moves that people do can be certainly very sophisticated, and it looks to me to be quite difficult, but also erotic in a very beautiful way.
Yes. People often comment that tango is a sexy dance, but as a dancer, I don't think so. I never had that feeling of a sexual arousal. Rather, you focus on the music, on the feelings. It does not let people feel sexy, actually. I think it is more sensual and feeling-oriented rather than sexual.
There's another observation that I made, and I wonder if it relates to this too. Again, from watching people tango, you described earlier how the closeness of the bodies, you can, you know, so close that you can feel the heartbeat of your partner. But I've also often noticed that for much of the time, the dancers aren't necessarily looking at each other at all, as though they're avoiding looking at each other.
They don't look at each other. They don't talk. They are so concentrated on the music and the feelings. Actually, they don't even know each other and care to know each other in some way. They are so focused on dance that music together. That's all they want in 3 minutes.
Although you have many tango partners who are regular tango partners.
Yes.
Not necessarily, I suppose, life partners.
No. We dance maybe once a week together, that's all. And if we go to a milonga, we don't dance all the time, the whole milonga. We dance only one tanda or two. A tanda is a set of tango music, three or four songs put together. In between tandas, there is a little break called a cortina or curtain. During the cortina, people find another partner. So you only dance three or four songs with one partner each time.
Although I imagine that there would be partners that people would like to return to with some regularity.
Most partners, you dance only once in your lifetime, maybe.
Really?
Yes. If you go to a festival, or I went to Buenos Aires several times. I dance with a lot of people, and I don't know them. I never saw them again. But tango is a language. If you know the language, you can dance with each other.
So is it sort of like having a conversation with somebody
exactly.
You've just met?
Exactly.
Except a more intimate than average conversation.
Exactly. You know a lot about a person in the dance. Her or his personality, morality, and of course musicality, artistic and aesthetic qualities. And of course, his or her dance skills, etc.
Well, since you mentioned dance skills, tango looks to me to be potentially among the most difficult of the dances, the ballroom dances. Is that true? And how long can it typically take to become a decent tango dancer for somebody who's just started?
It's true and not true. There are two kinds of tango, actually, in my opinion, social tango and performance tango. Social tango is a kind of simple version, easy to learn, suited to the abilities of general public. It's not that difficult. And that's the tango danced in Buenos Aires. Performance tango are danced by professionals for show. That requires more skills and techniques. That is the kind of difficult, fancy version of tango that most people are impressed by. But that is not the tango most people dance in a social setting.
And at this Tango Cafe on June 3rd, that's not the tango you'll be demonstrating.
No, we dance a social tango.
The Tango Cafe is on Sunday, June 3rd, starting at 1:30 at the Refinery. There's two Refinery locations in Champaign. This one is the one on Green Street, just west of Campus Town, corner of Locust and Green. Paul Young and his partner, Sandra Angel, will be presenting some dance, a demonstration, and some introductory lessons. And, of course, there will also be there will also be some South American tapas served and drink and so on. And the event benefits the Prairie Ensemble. There is a deadline, which is why we're actually having this conversation a bit earlier than we might otherwise, so that anybody who might be interested can get their tickets. For more information, you can go to prairieensemble.org. And to read Paul Young's blog on tango, which is called In Search of Tango, just Google that, In Search of Tango, Paul Young, that's spelled Y-A-N-G, and you will learn all kinds of, I just printed out this whole printer primer here on the tango etiquette, the pocket-sized version, not actually by Paul, but Paul has reproduced it here, and there's lots of things by Paul that are on there about tango, its culture, the social nature of it, and all kinds of things that you wouldn't have thought about, I don't imagine. Paul, thanks very much for joining us on the show, and I'll look forward to seeing you dance.
Thank you for having me.
Listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. And our broadcast today is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, breathing life into the history of our nation's musical past through exhibits, guided tours, and performances at the University of Illinois. More information is available, and visits can be scheduled at 217-244-9309. We also invite you to tune in Sunday, May 27th for the 23rd annual broadcast of the National Memorial Day Concert on WYLL-TV, our companion station. The concert airs live from the West Lawn of the U.S. Capitol and features an all-star lineup of dignitaries and artists in performance with the National Symphony Orchestra. The concert begins at 7 o'clock p.m. and will be repeated at 8:30 p.m. Sunday, May 27th on WYLL-TV.
Say that the world is spinning. Yeah.
That's close to a premiere performance. I guess it is probably a premiere performance off of a brand new CD by a group called Evil Tents. The CD is called Night Air on the Midway, and the song is the opening tune from the CD, Je Voulais Tout Le Monde, something about the world, all the world, but I don't know what the first part means.
I wanted all the world.
I what?
I want it all the world.
I want it all the world. That's John Iceberg, who is the leader of the band, the Evil Tents. He's also a vocalist for the band. Chief songwriter, I gather, as well.
I suppose, yeah. We do a lot of collaborating.
Of course. Well, when you have multiple people, they're going to come together. The rest of the band are all here with us. Isaac Arms is the bass player for the band. Aaron Stromberg, also guitar. I should have said John plays guitar as well, and sometimes harmonica and synthesizer. Aaron sometimes on synths. And Nathan Westerman on the drums. We just have guitars to play today, simply because Isaac and Nathan could only get out of work long enough to get here, not actually bring their drums. So, but it's, you know, from the music that I've heard, the guitar sound is probably most prevalent more often with this band, or at least with parts of the band. In any event, I don't want to talk about more than I know, which is not much, except I do know that Smile Politely, which is an online local magazine. Of course, online makes it everywhere, but it refers to, talks about stuff going on in Champaign-Urbana. I named you guys their pick for Best New Band for 2012, so congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Of course, bands, I don't get out to hear bands much. I get out to hear jazz, and so this is something that I'm not that up on locally speaking, but I did note a bit in their description of you all, that in contrast to so many of the other bands, meaning pop slash rock slash other things from extending those genres, referred to you as sort of a calm night off for once. And the music that we just heard seems to be typical, at least, of much of what's on the rest of the CD. It's a little low key. Mm. You could potentially fall asleep to it if you want.
Yeah.
Or you could choose to listen more carefully and find that you were glad you didn't fall asleep.
Yeah. Well, the first and the last song on the record are the only two that are basically just guitar and vocals, and the rest are much bigger production. It's kind of my way of, I don't know, I was just thinking about the record in terms of traveling carnivals. And so the first song is kind of like if the carnival's showing up to town, you know, everybody's kind of getting together and, you know, putting it up. And then the rest of it is like the big show, you know, so got all the instrumentation and everything. And then at the end is when you're leaving, and it's kind of just this vacant lot with matted grass. I grew up in Elburn, and we used to have that all the time. And so that always...
Carnivals.
Yeah. Well, Elburn days. It's just like a, you know, summer fest kind of, end of summer kind of thing.
Well, and I'm looking at the CD, and there I didn't even pay attention that it is indeed a midway type carnival,
right.
Carnival pictures here going on, and I remember going to some of those things. I was always afraid to get on some of the rides.
Oh, the zipper. Well, especially when my dad, he was like the fire marshal of the town, so he had to inspect the rides. I'm like, okay, I'm trusting in family on that one. But
yeah, good. Well, you would hope that you can.
No.
Well, we have the CD here. You guys are going to be doing your CD release party tomorrow night at
yes.
the High Dive downtown Champaign. It's not only you on the bill, but four other bands, mm-hmm. A group called Fari. Is that how I
That's
how you
correct,
say that?
Fari.
Common Loon, Brief Candles, Psychic Twin, and then you guys are at midnight.
Right.
So this is for the late night crowd.
Yeah.
This show, at least
this
if they
one.
Want to get around to hearing you all. This
It'll,
one, but
I'll
no.
be pretty tired.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. We'll all be a little bit tired, but I think the energy of the evening will keep us going.
Yeah.
This is definitely a party because, you know, normally they have DJ nights late at the High Dive. So we thought we'd stack the bill pretty thick with artists we respect. There's two bands from Milwaukee coming in, Fari and Brief Candles. Friends with Brief Candles. I just enjoy Fari's music, but I've yet to meet them. And Common Loon and Psychic Twin are two of our favorite bands here in town. They sort of also delve into lush, hazy, a little bit electronic, well, especially Psychic Twin.
Right, like synth-pop kind of thing?
Absolutely. And we sort of bridge, you know, an acoustic, synthy gap, at least on this record we have.
Right.
Well, we have both acoustic guitars here and one voice.
Okay.
So you might as well do something with them.
All right. This is one of the first songs that we wrote. This is a song called Etienne. All right. You.
Etienne, the name of the song, by from the band Evil Tents, so two of the members playing with us live on the show, John Iceberg and Aaron Stromberg, both guitars. Now, at the live show on Saturday, Aaron, are you going to likely be on electric on that one?
Yes. playing, yeah, Gibson Epiphone SG. Electric, it's a lot of spacey sounding, so it doesn't really sound like... I mean, I guess sometimes it sounds like a normal guitar, but a lot of times it becomes like more ambient space.
He's a bit more textured.
Yeah, for sure. I think a Daniel Lanois kind of influence, I think, somewhat. You know.
There's actually a line in your own Facebook page that says, refers to your music as dream pop for late night rides.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds about right.
Did you write that?
Yeah, well, I had a much more elaborate one before, and I was like, just throw something out there real quick. So
it's a bit reductive, but you know, we share similarities with other bands that are called dream pop, like Mazzy Star, Besnard Lakes.
Right.
So I don't know. What do you think, Nathan?
I agree.
Well, see, now you're out of my element when you talk about, you know, some of these other bands, because these are just things that, you know, I'm just a classical music guy who likes a lot of different kinds of music. But I always enjoy different kinds of band names.
Sure.
And so I have to ask, because the music that I heard when I looked you all up is not at all what I expected to hear from a band called Evil Tents.
Right.
So can you explain?
Sure. That? I was playing Bananagrams. It's kind of a Scrabble for people who don't like math. And
that sounds like me.
It's pretty good. With my wife, and she had these two words off of each other, Evil and Tents, and somehow I came up, like, that's a band name. And I thought it was a terrible band name. I was like, that's the worst name I've ever heard. And so I said, all right, well, if I ever form a band, I'll bring that up as the name. And I told Nathan the name of the band, and he said, oh, that's great. And so it kind of stuck. And so it was just one of those things where I thought eventually context would develop for it, you know, just its own thing. And so until that time, I had to kind of defend that name for people. So,
well, for the record, I mean, these guys don't seem... There doesn't appear to be anything evil about them.
No, there may not be,
but at least it's not coming through here in the studio. Mike Pritchard, our sound engineer, said that you all should do a set with another band called Mean Lids. Do you know about them?
Yeah. That sounds familiar.
Yep.
Mean Lids and Evil Tents. It just sounds like...
This is true.
You ought to do something. But actually, since I mentioned them, that's the sort of band that would appear on and has appeared on the Champaign Urbana Folk and Roots Festival, and also on your Facebook page, I note, John, that you credit your own experience at one of those festivals with sort of branching into this particular band from things you had been doing before. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Sure. I went to the Urbana Folk and Roots Festival just during the day, and we were sitting around, walking around for the various tents, and there was one, you know, playing acoustic guitar tent. So I think that kind of got me primed a bit to just start getting out there again. And then I went to the main stage, and the band had finished. I didn't get a chance to see them, but they were just tearing down their gear. And it just made me, it's probably just like kind of the fall air, and seeing some stuff I'd done a million times in my old bands made me really want to start doing that again. And so I texted Nathan like about 5 minutes later, you know, saying, hey, let's get together and jam. And so that's kind of the impetus for that, I guess. So.
But this is somehow different from what you had been doing before with other bands, which is a little more electronic?
I'd already played acoustic. I'd always played acoustic on the side. That's kind of something I'd always done anyway, just a lot of, like, bedroom recordings and stuff like that. And I put something out on the Artists Against AIDS compilation, the GCAP song called She Says She's Fine, and that was very much kind of like early stage of what this is. So it was very minimal. I used acoustic guitar, Rhodes, and like some train noises in the town I lived in. So yeah.
But it's definitely different than the stuff you've done in the past.
That's true. Yeah.
Reds and Firebird Band.
Yeah. So this was, I don't know, when I did a Reds in the Firebird Band, it was very electronic, and I just wanted to kind of get away from that and do something a little more organic.
Organic meaning?
Well, not electronic, you know, not like synthesizers and drum machines, and you kind of alienating your audience in a way. So something very, you know,
human,
I guess.
Well, speaking about electronic things, you chose to use auto-tune
right
on your CD.
Yeah.
Curious as to why, because just listening to you here, I mean, I was thinking, oh, great, he's going to come in and he won't be able to sing a tune live, but you seem to do just fine.
Oh, thanks. No, well, when I was in Reds, I did a lot of stuff with vocoders on stage, just singing through that while playing synthesizers and sequencers, and so I kind of liked the idea of having something a little bit off about it, you know, just a little bit, you know, like you have the acoustic instruments and you have like the organic side, but then having something that's a little bit strange in the mix, I think. And so that's why I think for me the first and the last song are just straight vocals, no nothing at all on it, because it's just very bare and very human, and the rest of it is more of a show, you know. So I don't know if that makes sense.
Do you think the auto-tune lends a little bit of the dream side,
for sure,
coming back
it's
to
more
that
surreal
term, dream
for sure part. Yeah, I think it just takes it kind of into a weird place that's more surreal, yeah. So,
as clear as your voice is, you could probably just add some, you know, spacey
right.
reverb to it, and you probably get the same thing, I bet you.
For sure. Well, the next one we are gonna just do straight, and you know, record with like, you know, I don't know. That's all just the process, you know. I mean, this whole album was an experiment, really. So learning how to do things on our own, and you know, we just decided whatever sounded best we were going to do. So.
And a concept. You got a concept for it, so that fit the concept.
Sure,
yeah. We're talking with John Eisberg of The Evil Tents, along with Isaac Arms, Aaron Strongberg, and Nathan Westerman. John, you said that your songs are collaborations, but do they all begin with what you write and then go from there, or is everybody else getting involved in the songwriting?
Sometimes
more originally.
It depends. I might hear a line that Isaac's doing on bass, and I really like that line. Or Nathan comes with a drum part, or Aaron has something. Well, Aaron joined after we wrote the record, so the next record will be much more organic amongst us all. But sometimes it just comes out during practice. So when we get together, we're warming up. We'll jam something out just to get ready, and that's how we got Night Air in the Midway, the title track. Just it just felt really right, I guess. So, yeah.
Well, we're going to hopefully we'll have time to go out on that and let you hear what the band sounds like full. But you got another tune at least to do for us here live.
This is Je ne sais quoi. Thank you.
Je Ne Sais Quoi from The Evil Tents. It's on their album called Night Air on the Midway. And it is a brand new CD that I think, Isaac, you said it just showed up yesterday when I was emailing?
Came in the mail
yesterday. Yeah.
That's like correct. Yeah.
That's pretty close timing.
Right?
Yeah, we like to cut it close.
We like to push it.
We work on musician time.
Yeah. Sure.
Well, given that you're going to, you needed it for your CD release party, it's tomorrow night at the High Dive. Downtown Champaign, doors and bar open. They hasten to say at 9 o'clock. Music starts at 10 with Fari. Isaac, you said you got some guest bands coming down. Fari is one of them. Common Loon, a local group. Brief Candles is the other one from, was it Milwaukee?
Yeah, excellent shoegaze band from Milwaukee. I've known them for
what kind of band?
Shoegaze.
Don't know what that means.
We could talk about it just like we talked about Dream Pop, but similar idea.
Okay.
Just typically a bit more distortion.
You're just kind of gazing at your shoes while you're listening to the music sort of thing.
Yeah, I think they got the name from people staring at their pedal boards
because
yeah.
It's so highly affected.
Oh, really?
Like a lot of delay, a lot of reverb, very spaced out.
Yeah.
And then you guys are on at midnight, and then Psychic Twin
comes
on as the last bit. No advance tickets sold, only at the door. And I note you guys are also playing coming up in a few weeks at the Center City Summer Stage, also downtown Champaign. That's Green Street. I don't know why I was thinking, because everything else happens downtown Champaign, it seems like, musically.
Ain't it the truth?
Yeah. Saturday, June 16th, from 4 p.m. until 12 a.m., Evil Tents will be second on that show. Also, The Dirty Feathers, Grandkids, New Ruins, Common Loon, and Elsinore. We'll talk about that later on some future show. But you can check these out on Facebook and on the various all kinds of other pages as well. Let me mention some of the other things you can go out and see and hear live in our listening area over the next couple of days, well, through the weekend. The musical Hairspray is being put on by Community Players Theater in Bloomington tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 and Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Steve the Harp plays the blues at Castle Theater in Bloomington tonight at 8 o'clock. Samba Soul are at Bouvons in Urbana tonight. Doors at 6:30. Jeff Helgeson Quartet play jazz at the Iron Post in Urbana this evening at 5. The Diva and the Dude are at Clark Bar in Champaign this evening at 6:30. Dan Hubbard playing twice this weekend, tonight at 7 o'clock at the Tilted Kilt in Peoria, and then Dan Hubbard with the Humidors, yeah, good name, isn't it? At Legends Draft House in Shelbyville, a little drive from our immediate area, 9:30 on Saturday. It's the Josie Louder Band at Crow's Mill Pub in Springfield tonight at 8:30. University of Illinois alumni recital by vocalist Courtney Huffman and Casey Robards Piano at Smithman Music Hall tonight at 7:30 in Urbana. A Midsummer Night's Dream, Shakespeare in the Park at Twin Lakes Park in Paris, Illinois, tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Bruiser and the Virtues are at Alto Vineyards in Champaign tomorrow night at 7:30. The Johnny Conqueror Band is at McCormick Smokehouse in Springfield tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Now I'm picking and choosing at this point because I'm going to run out of time. Charleston Mattoon Sacred Harp Singers. Invite any Sacred Harp Singers to join them at the Rock Springs Nature Center in Decatur at Sunday at 2 o'clock. It's the Triple B Festival with Dan Rivero Trio, Brooke Thomas, and the Blue Suns at Walnut Street Winery in Rochester, Sunday afternoon at 1. And the Station Theater is advertising auditions for the musical Rent for their summer show, one of their summer shows. Let's see, those are Saturday at 3 o'clock and Sunday at 6 o'clock at the theater in the old train station in downtown Urbana. Lots of other things going, but that's what we have time to
do. I was
going to
try out for that, but then I realized I'm too fat to dance.
You haven't seen some local productions.
I've seen no local productions. I've seen Rent many times, though.
That's not a reason to not try out for dancing.
Well, I'll be busy with the show Saturday.
Probably will be. Evil Tents. Thank you, gentlemen, very much for joining
us. Thanks for having us.
On the show. It is live and local on FM 90.9. Specifically, 90.9 WYLF FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR, classical music, and more for Central Illinois. We're a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois, And we have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine Urbana, with wine tastings on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. This Saturday features a sampling of wines from around the world that complement the grill, followed from 7 to 9 by the sounds of the traditional jazz orchestra. Here is the title track from Evil Tent's new CD, available at their CD release party tomorrow. This is called Night Air on the Midway. Go.